السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As always, a big thank you to Sister Zakira for an enlightening program. And a warm welcome to the listeners of Radio Islam International for joining me, Zunaida, on the Goodreads program. So I'm always bubbling with excitement on Wednesdays at 2:30, where I get to talk and talk about my favorite topic, books. So just to recap, on last week's Goodreads program, we reviewed You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World by Dr. Aid Al-Qarni, as well as the Shamale Tirmidhi, compiled by Maulana Behmat of Darul Uloom Tadkeshwar. And for today, I will inshallah commence with my recommended Ramadan read, followed by the Seerah slot and a review of a Seerah book, and conclude with the Zunspiration slot to keep you inspired and invigorated. So without further ado, the title of this week's recommended Ramadan read is Dalailul Khairat, which means the waymarks to Allah's favors. Now this book, interestingly enough, has a full title, which is Dalailul Khairat wa Shawariqul Anwari fi Dhikri Salati 'ala An-Nabiyyi Al-Mukhtar. And the translation of that means the waymarks to Allah's favors and the advent of light through the recitation of prayers upon the chosen Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the author of this beautiful book is Imam Muhammad Al-Jazuli, who was a Moroccan Shazili Sufi as well as an Islamic scholar. And Imam Al-Jazuli passed away in the year 1465, which corresponded to the year 869 after Hijri. Now before we get into the book, I'd just like to give you some bibliography information. This book consists of 351 pages. It has been published, subhanAllah, many, many times, and it is housed in galleries and museums internationally. There's actually a 15th century copy at the Chester Beatty Library, which was established in 1950 and which is presently situated on the grounds of the Dublin Castle in Dublin, Ireland. And an accolade that this library won, in the year 2002, it was named the European Museum of the Year. And this library amazingly has a collection which is divided into sacred traditions as well as artistic traditions, and they are home to one of the most significant collections of Islamic and Far Eastern artifacts like drawings, rare books, some decorative arts, all from the Islamic and the East Asian collections. And then there is also a 17th century copy of this book, which is housed in the Walters Art Museum, which was previously called the Walters Art Gallery. And this museum is situated in Baltimore, Maryland, USA. This is actually a public art museum, and it was established in 1934. And of course, knowing me, I must mention that the Arabic calligraphy on these copies are exceptionally beautiful, mashallah, calligraphed in Maghribi and other fonts. It is a feast for your eyes. So, alhamdulillah, I am fortunate enough to have two copies of the book. My first is an Urdu Arabic edition, which was gifted to us by Maulana Shabir Saluji of Darul Uloom Zakaria, and which I simply love reading. And my second copy is actually an English Arabic edition, which was published in the year 2011 by the Institute for Spiritual and Cultural Advancement, USA. And this 2011 edition, alhamdulillah, has a replica of a detail from the 15th century manuscript of Dalailul Khairat, and it shows Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Haram Sharif in Makkatul Mukarramah. So now you must be wondering, what is the Dalailul Khairat? And to explain it to you in a nutshell, Dalailul Khairat is a famous collection of Salat and Salam, or what we term Durood Sharif, for our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a review written by a famous Moroccan hadith scholar, he says that millions of Muslims from the east to the west have tried it and found in their goodness blessings and benefits. And this has been going passed through from centuries and over generations, alhamdulillah. So actually, there is a legend behind the origin of Dalailul Khairat, which I would love to share with you. And the legend says that once Jazuli woke up late to perform his morning prayers, and he started searching, but he couldn't find any clean water to make his wudu. And he came across a young girl, and she was very upset to see that he couldn't find the water, because she was aware of his religion as a pious scholar. And so she spat into a well, which miraculously overflowed with pure sweet water for Imam al-Jazuli to perform his wudu. And after his salah, Imam al-Jazuli asked the girl, how is it that she achieved such a high spiritual station? And she said to him that she constantly made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the number of breaths and heartbeats. And this, in turn, turned out to be an inspiration for Imam al-Jazuli to compile a book on durood ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam al-Jazuli then moved to Madinatul Munawwara, where he would recite the whole of the Dalailul Khairati twice daily at the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this book so beautifully opens up with a poem, which I think is really worth sharing with you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أنت لازمت صلاة على النبي صلى عليه الله في الآيات وجعلتها وردا عليك مؤكدا لا حد عليك دلائل الخيرات, which translates as, if you become consistent in praying upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon whom Allah sends his blessings in the verses of the Quran, and if you make praying upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your firm daily practice, then the signs of Allah's favors will become evident upon you. So I think that's really, really beautiful and something, inshallah, we should all make an effort to inculcate in our daily lives. And what I really like about this compilation and this edition is that it includes a chapter regarding the virtue of invoking blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it quotes from various ahadith in this regard. So, for example, in a hadith reported by An-Nasa'i, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If anyone of my community invokes one blessing upon me, 10 good actions are written for him and 10 bad actions are erased." The book then continues with a shorter chapter describing the Rawda, the Garden of Jannah, and it has illustrations of the Haramain Sharafain. It then includes the beautiful Dua al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it has a chapter on the Asma'ul Husna, which coincidentally is the Radio Islam International broadcast theme for Ramadan 1439. It then goes on with a chapter on the names of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my favorite part about this book is that it is divided into sections for daily and easy recitation. Each durood is presented in Arabic. It then includes an English transliteration as well as an English translation. And towards the end of the book, you will find a short but deeply touching dua made by the author. Now, I think that this book is an ideal companion for us, both in and out of the month of Ramadan. Because if you look at the achievement of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma ajma'in, you will see that everything they did was out of their immense, immense love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think that by constantly sending salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our hearts too can experience some love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lead us to practice upon his sunnah, insha'Allah. And to conclude, the Dalailul Khairat is seen as a testament of love and passionate longing for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going for an ad break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goodreads program on Radio Islam International with myself, Zunaida. And on our Sira slot for this afternoon, we have a beautiful book, the title which is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, His Life Based on the Earliest Sources. And if you haven't guessed by now, the author is the very well-known English Muslim writer and scholar Martin Links, also known as Abu Bakr Sirajuddin. And he has authored books in many genres, including a biography, non-fiction, as well as reference works. Martin Links was born in 1909 in Manchester, United Kingdom, and he died in 2005. And this book was originally published on the 1st of January 1983 with a page count of 359. And since then, there have been various other publications, alhamdulillah. So, I have both the UK published edition, published by George Allen and Unwin Limited, as well as the India edition, published by the Millat Book Centre in New Delhi. And of course, I must mention that the cover of this book is absolutely splendid, because it has a durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calligraphed in gold Kufic script, and which is a replica of a work adorning the walls of the Blue Mosque in Istanbul. Now, in a time where we know so much of details regarding celebrities, royals, and sports stars, how well do we actually know the seerah of the best of creation, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I have chosen to review this book for many reasons, one of which is that it is very well written. Martin Links completed degrees in English and Arabic at Oxford and London University. He was also a lecturer on Shakespeare for 12 years at the Cairo University. Now, being an avid reader of classical books myself, I have to tell you that his style really, really appeals to me. And if the truth be known, I have read and reread this book so many times that the pages have come loose, and one of my copies is held together by means of a rubber band. And another great thing about this book is that it will appeal to both readers who have an in-depth knowledge of Sira, as well as those who are relatively new or who just know the basics and want to increase their knowledge of Islamic history. From the very outset, I will be bold enough to say that I highly recommend this book because it is an account of the life and history of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. Now, you all know that on the day of Qiyamah, like souls will be gathered with like souls. And if you are not clued up in this regard, then what is it that you are clued up about? Whose story is keeping you so occupied in dunya, and whose side would you like to be on the day of truth? This is a really comprehensive book, comprising of 85 chapters, all numbered in Roman numerals, so as to distinguish them from the page numbers. It includes a map of the Hijaz region of Western Arabia, which is the present-day Saudi Arabia, and this includes important places and names of different tribes. Then there is a section on the untainted family lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I would recommend, it's worth memorizing. And then there is, this is actually illustrated in a tree format. Then there is a note on the pronunciation of Arabic names, a key to references used, and lastly, it includes an index of persons, places, tribes, and books. And this last feature I find very helpful. I use it a lot for my research as well as for my own personal revision purposes. And I can tell you that every aspect of the beautiful and sublime seerah is covered in this book. It commences briefly with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his sons Ishaq and Ismail alayhi salam. It tells us about Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam and the origin of the well of Zamzam. and how it then got lost and was refound by Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It talks about the year of the elephant and the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It covers many incidents like that with Bahira the monk, the rebuilding of the Kaaba, first revelation, expeditions, battles, the clear victory, and of course, the farewell Hajj, the demise, and the burial of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are all covered in detail. And I would say all of this book is profound, but I would like to share with you an extract. One that is certainly timely because it is about the Battle of Badr, which took place on the 17th of Ramadan in the year 2 after Hijri. And my reason for reading this extract to you is to show you the author's style. You know how they say a taste for things to come. And pardon the pun there, I know you're all fasting. And so I quote, "In the history of the Arabs, many a battle had been averted at the last minute, even when two forces were drawn up face to face. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now certain that the battle would take place, and that this formidable array was the one of the two parties that he had been promised. The vultures also knew that carnage was now imminent, and they were already in wait to feed on the carcasses of the slain, some wheeling overhead, and others perched on the rocky slopes in the rear of either army. It was, moreover, clear from the movements of the Quraysh that they were preparing to attack." And just to conclude, I have to say that as far as books go, this one's got a lot going for it. It's guaranteed to improve your mind, spelling, and vocabulary, increase your knowledge, stimulate your senses, take you on a historical tour, and most importantly, to soften your heart. So I definitely urge you to get your copy now and to use your reading skills to better your understanding of your deen by immersing yourself in the seerah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so, onto our Zoomspirations slot, which is from the book 30 Ways to Attain Happiness by Muhammad bin Abdullah Ash-Shai. And for today, I have prepared a little inspo on how you should occupy your spare time. Because, let's face it, when your mind is empty or bored, then this is actually a very dangerous time, where you tend to overthink, overanalyze, and overdramatize. So I suggest you safeguard yourself from peddling rumors and hearsay, or from browsing too many social media sites. And rather, perform nafil salah, or if you can't, glorify Allah, send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read a beneficial book, study, or write something, maybe even rearrange your library or your bookshelf, you know, do anything that will benefit you instead of destroying you. In fact, I personally am a strong advocate for beneficial hobbies, but that's the whole discussion on its own. And so just to conclude, all books reviewed today are available for purchase at Iqra agencies. The Dalailul Khairat is available for 200 riyal, and the Martin Links, there are two prints. The India print is selling at 100 riyal, and the British print is available for 350 riyal. Iqra agencies are situated at shop number 5, Lodium Plaza. Contact them on 012-374-2987 or visit their website, iqra.co.za. And I would love for you to interact with me on Instagram or Twitter at zuneida.mw. Please share what you are reading and share some tips on today's Zoomspirations topic, which is how you occupy your spare time, and use the hashtag Zoomsreads with RII. As always, I loved helping you search the sea of choices and finding the right books. Books that will stimulate and improve you. Yes, it's all about you and helping to promote your self-understanding and self-worth. So please join me next Wednesday, same time, same place. Ma'as-salam.